again, because of the sound, I'll just suggest a meditation that you can work with. And then sometimes your psyche wants to go off in its own direction, you know, in terms of the contemplation. That's absolutely fine also, so don't feel bound. But these are just useful, I think, meditations. When we're in nature like this, with all of the sounds of nature, Ishwar Srishti, Bhagawan's creation, plays much more of a dominant role. Just because of the beauty and that it's not man-made, you know, it's actually a gift, but the gift of the creation that we can just sit in the middle of. It gives you an opportunity to have kind of to just develop, let the buddhi and your emotions and your memories, everything, develop a relationship both with your own presence, recognizing kind of the very self, yourself, which is the very self of Ishwara, and then from the standpoint of the creation itself, you can blend this body, mind, sense organs into the creation, because actually it is nature. This body, mind, sense organs is not our subjective creation. It's Bhagawan's creation because of the prarabdha karma. So it can be really beautiful to just hand it over to Bhagawan and just let all of that kind of relax and appreciate the surround, your own being. The self is the self in all beings and is your very personal self. And the creation is also yours. This creation is yours from the standpoint of the self. But from the standpoint of the body, you're in this creation. So as you kind of contemplate on that and just kind of enjoy it and resolve yourself into it, the jiva srishti will probably, you know, your own subjective thoughts and worries will probably start coming up, which is, we welcome that. Welcome all of those doubts and thoughts. Welcome them to come up. And what I like to do is always offer those feelings, thoughts, worries to Ishwara, to Bhagawan, with some sort of a question, what do you think I should do? And even if you don't believe Bhagawan is answering you, the deep psyche, which has Bhagawan, Ishwara, or in a sense its nodal point from a Jungian perspective, will give an answer, as opposed to the inner child giving an answer or your father or mother giving an answer. You're directing your question to Ishwara, and so the type of answer that comes has a lot of wisdom. And so learning how to cultivate that relationship with Ishwara, you don't have to accept everything that comes up as a mandate, but so often there's so much wisdom in it. And so it's just a wonderful thing to kind of learn how to have those inner dialogues, not with just the inner children, you know, and with the shadow elements, but with Bhagawan himself, you know, or with the goddess, even whatever form your Ishta Devata takes. Say you have a relationship with Ganesha or with Jesus, or it really doesn't matter. Wherever the Shraddha, the devotion is, whatever that form is, it can be just Ishwara, the whole Ishwara Swarupa. Or it can be a dialogue like with Swamiji, if he's your Ishta Devata. It can be a dialogue with Jnaneshwari, whatever evokes Bhagawan. And just play with that in kind of a respectful way, just to start realizing that there's a tremendous, tremendous amount of wisdom inside that you can tap into. And it depends on where you're directing that question to in the psyche, how you're going to get, what kind of response you're going to get. If you're directing the question to the little ones, you'll get a response from the little ones. If you're directing it to a wisdom figure, a power animal, you'll get a response from that aspect, that part of the psyche. So when you're directing your questions to Ishwara, then that's something you get a different level of wisdom response. And sometimes it's such a relief. If you have knots of emotion or anything like that inside, or hurts or stresses, then also being able to offer that to Ishwara and let your own being pervade that, and it can relax you. So I just want you to, we'll spend this half an hour, if you want to, really getting to know yourself, getting to know Ishwara, getting to kind of recognize that, that interior, that meditative space that involves Ishwara, it involves you're the Atma, yourself, and it involves the Jiva Srishti that has all the problems. So you have to be able to answer. The Jiva Srishti needs a place to go, a place to resolve into, a place to be held, a place where there's as Swamiji says, a friend, philosopher, and guide. And that's Bhagavan, really. So just learning the truth of that through your own relationship, I would suggest that. Because For me, that's just a very beautiful, helpful thing. I live with that. It's something I feel is just a continual blessing. So, any questions, anybody? I think it's more, you know, to just experiment, as I'm suggesting, and then take it from there as your own psyche might want to do. Okay? Let me set this going. Okay. Om Tat Sat. Om.
Mm-hmm.